Afternoon, God bless you and wonderful you, Jesus Christ, since today is your greatest day. And I'm so thankful to God, and I'm thankful for the way that He has taught each and every one of us to really live this earth. We are truly saved, and we can be truly thankful for what God has done for us as individuals. You know, we are flesh, but we are soul. You know, we are just flesh on this earth, but our true identity is our identity in Christ. And God really wants us to recognize the importance of our purpose within this world. He wants us to understand the importance of, you know, the realness of life and the path and the journey that He has. He doesn't want us playing, you know, playing around and not actually being aware, because we can be fully aware. Right now, the time is very, everyone can see the times that we're living in right now. And for me, that has quite humbled me and move me into a direction of really just God, really just for me, as it very much humbles me. He humbles me and He gets me to see things. He gets me to understand things in so many different ways, in very subtle ways, the importance of what we do and the importance of how we live, the importance of how we speak, the importance of what we're doing. And, you know, what we're doing on our day-to-day lives. We don't want to be just not having having any impact on what we are doing. And I've had a situation this week which, you know, the adversary really tried getting it within my mind. And this was with someone who was very, very close to me. And if I let it go on, if I let it continue, then, you know, it could have turned completely different. But as well, I was really quite upset. And I just knew, I knew that God is the only one. He is the only one who is able to get to people's hearts. He is the only one to clear out. You know, the devil wants to really wreck and ruin relationships. And people were coming in with their opinions, saying, well, you should do this and sort out this situation for her, etc. And for me, because I know and I've dealt with the situation since a very young child and how this person is, how this person acts, how they can be affected by things. If I went all in guns blazing, I was very, you know, angry, I was very carnal, I was, I very much was, you know, wanted to, as much as I wanted to, as much as I wanted to act in that way, if I did, then it could have turned out in a complete different way. And actually then I got a phone call from someone else, and he was just able to clarify and just confirm a few things for me, which then I seen how twisted the things can get. Yeah, we can have very many different things that have gone on within our lives, and if we focus too much, too deeply on the negatives, then you're going to feel negative. You're going to feel negative towards that person. You can really, you know, you can really, for me, the relationship, I was currently, I was very angry, I was very annoyed, I was thinking about the many different things that has been spoken, has been said throughout the years. But, you know, it's not that, that's not our way. That's not how we should react. God has brought us to a purpose. So it wasn't until, and I feel I'm very aware. I'm very aware. I have much more I see very higher than surface level. When other people who aren't spiritual, and I actually very much seen this morning how much the situation, that how many different situations that have come, I have come up against this year, have been a spiritual battle. We should not be fighting against flesh and blood. We should be really fighting in prayer. You know, I watched the film the other day, The War Room, and really going into your war room, going into war, it's so important, you know, the confession, the things that we speak, the things that we say. And God really, you know, I also seen something the other day which really actually opened my eyes again. There was another thing, and it was, if you are not living in your purpose, you are not living within, then something will always feel missing. And that is so true. If you're not doing what you should be doing, you know, if it, then everything will, you won't feel the joy, you won't feel what God is accomplished within you, to be different, to not be conformed to this world, you know, to speak out, to not feel that you should be a certain person around other people. Be yourself. Who has God called you to be? You know, and sometimes you do need to really stick up. Sometimes we need to stick up for who you truly are. You need to say, actually, and maybe you need to sit and say, is this what I, is this me thinking, or is this God thinking? How am I thinking right now? Because the true person within you is Christ within, as I said. So that Christ within is either going to be expanded within everything that you do, or it's going to be, you know, or you're not going to take no notice, and you're going to live and be who, you know, who you were brought up to be. Until you're born again, then you are not going to know the person that you could have potential. You have huge potential. Your potential is bigger than you've ever imagined. And that's not because it's God within you who can do great things. But are you letting the things of the world, the distractions, you know, are you really working? Are you really dedicating that time, really seeing that time, really having that time with God, really moving your life into the direction? Or are you still letting the distractions, the words of others take more of your time, take your purpose away? Because, you know, the devil's okay with you sitting there having small beliefs, but once your purpose is really gonna become, you know, a light, you know, when you start to really light up the room, you start to speak, you start to preach. So I went to the football on Sunday, and there was four guys there, and I was speaking to them. It was a dad and two sons. And I was very much speaking to the dad. He was 62 years of age, the same age as my mum. And I don't know how it came, but I then started to really speak, really just ask him, where are you going? Do you believe in God? And then I was explaining those, explaining many testimonies. Even if he didn't hear, I said, your eyes, and it was a young boy, I think he was 19, his son. I said, your ears are listening. And he was like, I get it. I see. And for me, I said to all of them, I said, I want you to do one thing for me. I may never see you again. I was in Cardiff. May never see you again. But my duty as a believer in Christ, I want you to just go and pray wherever you are on your own and say, God, because they said they didn't believe. God, I want you to show me something. I want you to show me, you know, whatever your prayer is, and pray and wait and let him prove himself, because he really is real and he will come through. He wants you to really believe, have faith. He wants you to have that heart. He wants you, because many people may have an indication or don't know or don't understand or don't know what to do. So I just said, pray, ask, pray, believe, receive, you know. And they were very much, that was how the conversation ended. But I just knew my confidence. I was able to really speak. I was able to really just say, you know, to these people, may never see them again. But I know if I'm up in heaven when, you know, when we're gathered, that at least I have done what I needed to do on this earth for people. You know, the adversary wants us to keep our mouth shut. But when you have a duty of care to the world, you know, because we have a duty of care for people's souls. As I said, we are flesh living, but it's our soul that is matters. It's what our purpose that matters. So don't let just the little things in this world bother you and bother your day to wreck and ruin you, wreck and ruin your purpose, you know, or a feeling wreck and ruin your purpose. That's all crap, you know. Our true, the true ways of God is to really push forward, really see, really be able to give that light to others. And let people really see the light within you, because you could shine very bright into people's darkness. You know, when people were living in darkness, you can give them the light. And that is our duty as Christians, you know, that as followers of Christ, as, well, I don't even, I put Christians a label, and it's just easier to say I'm a Christian rather than, you know, I'm no other denomination. But what I say is I believe Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, and, you know, that there's God, and there is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But I'm not religious, where people probably definitely don't understand that bit. We have got routine, but it's not religion, you know. But it's so important what we do. It's so important. This is the most important job that we do on this earth. So that was on my heart to share. And I hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you.